十八章
Chapter 18，
耶特罗现在带着摩西的七十儿女来跟他团圆，来访问。
And so Jethro will brought the wife of Moses and children came to reunite with them.
所以从这一章里面，我们才会看到说，原来摩西他当时候本来带着儿子啊七十儿子回去埃及要见法老，后来应该是他照他对他岳父所说的，看一下就回去，但是他的妻子儿子应该是后来就回到耶特罗那边去了。
And originally, Moses was to take his wife and children back to Egypt to meet with Pharaoh, but it seems like maybe they had just briefly met and all of them, they returned back to Jethro.
那现在他们已经过了，出了埃及，过了红海，在这个旷野路上，这一切神的作为，耶特罗他都听到，他现在特别来到以色列百姓这里，带着他的妻子儿女，归还给东西。
And then, after exiting out of Egypt, Jethro had heard many of the different events. Now he brought Moses' wife and children to come and reunite with him.
好，那所以十八章哈，四个段落。
There are four parts pertaining to chapter 18.
一到七节，这是耶特罗他来。到来访问摩西，然后也是让他的妻儿都团圆。
And chapter 18, verse 1 to 7, this is when Moses' father-in-law Jethro came to visit him, and they had a family reunion.
然后接下去，摩西就把神所做的奇妙作为都对岳父做见证，所以一直到第十二节。
And then from verse 8 to 12, that Moses bear testimony to his father-in-law of all the miraculous works of God.
十三节到二十三节，这就是耶特罗观察摩西的这个工作之后，他特别提出的建议。
And from 13 to 23, after Jethro observed the work of Moses and his suggestions to him.
最后就是摩西采纳的耶户的建立，也是得到神 的允许，最后以色列百姓之间的组织就建立起来了。
And then later on, Moses accepted the suggestions, and this also received the approval from God that they set up different levels of organization and responsibilities.
从这一章以后，我们会看到摩西他有一些帮手。以色列百姓之间呢，就有一些组织，有一些工作，随时都可以处理。那整体的那个这个百姓，逐渐朝向神的军队这个方向来进行。
And so from this point on, we can see that Moses would have some helper, and amongst the Israelites, they would have different levels of responsibility, and all for the purpose of forming a great army of the Lord and marching on.
好，那现在第十八章第一节。
And chapter 18, verse 1.
摩西的耶和米甸祭司耶特罗听见神为摩西和他神的百姓以色列所行的一切事，就是神将以色列从埃及领出来的事情。
And Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law,heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt.
特别说，耶特罗是米甸的祭司。
And here, specially outlined that Jethro, who is the priest of Midian.
他在那个地方，他也听到了神在埃及所做的这一切事情。
And at that place, he heard about all what God had done.For Moses, for Israel, at the place of Egypt.
如果读第八章的第二节，出埃及记八章第二节。
If we turn to Exodus chapter 8, verse 2.
22节了, 对不起,
sorry, Exodus chapter 8, verse 22.
来, 请, 请读, Patrick, 读
verse 22. And in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of our land, of the land.
这是这个苍蝇灾，是第四灾嘛，从第四灾以后，你就会看到说，那个神一直在强调，他把那百姓分别出来，目的就是要让全天下人都知道，主他就是这个天地的主宰了。And
so this happened after the fourth plague, which is the flies, and then God wanted all the people to know that He will set apart the land of Goshen and His people. He is the ruler of the world. He is not only the king of Israel. And if we read chapter 9,
第15节, 16节,
verse 15 and 16,
请读15节, 16节.
15. Now, if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth. 16. But indeed, for this purpose, I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth.
好，神的他的能力，其实他特别强调说，当他行这一切是目的，就是要让他的名可以传遍天下，让众人都可以知道说。
And so the purpose of God with doing all of this works is to allow all the people of the world to know that He is the true power and nobody can go against Him in any way.
果然哦，你看那个在米甸的叶特罗，他也听到了，他知道了。And
indeed, Chief Jethro and Midian also heard about this.
对他们来说，这个就是他们是外国人呢。埃及所发生的事，以色列人他们所经历的，哎，这是外族人，他们也都知道，见证了。And
so they're considered foreign tribes and foreigners, so they actually heard about what the Israelites have done in Egypt.
啊，所以今天呢，神在我们身上作为，我们一定要所看到、所听见的，要说。 要说给众人听，让他们都共同来荣耀这位天上的真神。And
so any works that that's been done to us, we have to speak up and allow all peoples to hear the wonderful great works of this mighty God.
那第二节十八章的第二节说，摩西的妻子西波拉就是摩西从前打发回去的。
And verse 2, it says that Moses' wife, Zipporah, which he has sent her back.
那从第二章我们就会看到说，其实那时候摩西是入罪到叶特罗家去的。And
from chapter 2, we can see that it was Moses that was actually married into the house of Jethro.
那所以他当时候也没有主权，他自己也没有产业，到80岁了，他都还是为他的业户在牧羊的。And
he had no possessions, he had no power, and until when he was 80 years old, he was only a shepherd for his father-in-law.
他连他最自己的儿子应该要行割礼这件事情，他都没办法做。
And even his son, which should receive circumcision, that he was unable to do.
等到神要他回埃及去的时候，我们如果看第四章18节，当时候摩西跟叶特罗所讲的话，就是说他回去看看他兄弟，他没有跟叶特罗讲出真正他要回埃及去的工作，神要他做什么。
And it was until that when God called Moses back, but Moses did not tell his father-in-law the truth.
好，那这当中当然有摩西他的苦衷啊。
And of course, he would have his own reasons for doing so.
那其实摩西也意思是说，我带着妻子儿女去看一看哦，他们才还在回来。真的，他就把他的妻子再送回米甸去了。
And he, his reasoning was to bring his wife and son just to take a look, and indeed, he really sent them back later on.
所以当以色列人出埃及过红海的时候，从这里看出来，摩西的妻子跟他两个儿子当时候并不在其间，一直到现在在这个时间点。他们才来到摩西这边呢。
And so from the Israelites after during the time when they exited Egypt, you can see that his wife and the two sons were not with him. It wasn't until now that they reunited.
十八章的三节跟四节就特别记录摩西这两个儿子的名字跟他们的意义。
And chapter 18, verse 3 and 4 records the name of the two sons and it's their meaning.
格顺这个长子，他意思就是异族人，外国人。
And the older son, Gershom, means that I've been a stranger in a land, in a foreign land.
因为摩西是在外邦做寄居的，他当初是逃离埃及，跑到米甸去做寄居的人而已，在那边所生下的儿子。
And because he fled Egypt, and he was only a guest in the land of Midian.
当时候摩西出现在米甸在耶特罗他们家的女儿当中，他们家的女儿跟他的父亲说，那个埃及人帮助我们的。
And it wasn't until the daughter told the father that this Egyptian helped us.
这个就是在二章的第十九节。
And this was recorded in chapter 2, verse 19.
十九节他们说有一个埃及人来救我们脱离牧羊人的手，并且为我们打水引了群羊，那个埃及人。
And they said an Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherds, and he also drew enough water for us and watered the flock.
那现在这个埃及人住在米甸人的家里，他现在生下了儿子，还是埃及人，是 外国人、外族的。
And so this Egyptian who dwelt in the land of Midian, and then the son that he raised, is also considered a foreigner, Egyptian.
说明当时摩西的心情，他真的是觉得他是聚居在人家的地方的。
And so this outlined the mindset of Moses at the time. He really felt that he was.A temporary a resident of in a foreign land.
第二个儿子叫做以利以谢。
And the name of the second son is called Eliezer.
Eliezer 以利以谢是神是帮助的。
And Eliezer means that God.But the God was a helper. God was my help.
他自己说，我父的神帮助了我，救我脱离法老的刀。
He has said the God of my father was my help and delivered me from the sword of the Pharaohs.
我们知道当时候摩西是逃亡的，他是法老王要追杀他，他跑走了，跑到米甸来躲了。
And we knew that Moses was fleeing from Pharaoh because Pharaoh wanted to kill him.
那所以这个他是脱离法老追杀的哈，所以我们可以看到说，摩西当时躲在米甸这个地方，经过四十年，为什么那么久？其实在这过程当中，法老王他一直都没有忘记要追把摩西追回来定罪的。
And we know that Moses was fleeing from Pharaoh because the Pharaoh never forget. He still wanted to bring Moses back to convict him.
但是神哦，把摩西藏起来，藏在那里，所以那个法老是追不上的。
And God actually hid Moses in at this location, so Pharaoh could not find him.
好啊，所以其实最后摩西他也感受到。是神帮助他，让他可以活命。其实也不是说他自己都会躲，是神的帮助他，然后又让他有可以生出这个儿子来了。
And at the end, Moses realized that it was God actually helped them escape and hide away so that he was able to have the son.
好，那现在这个摩西的妻子和两个儿子啊，被那个耶稣带着啊，现在来到西乃山下哈、啊、这个地方跟摩西会合。
And so, the wife of Moses, along with the two sons, came to unite with Moses at the foothill of Mount Sinai.
第十八章的第五节特别说，他们来到神的山。
And chapter 18, verse 5, says that they came to the mountain of God.
那这个山，这个其实啊，就是接下来神要召摩西上山啊，所以当时候这个。山脉哈，应该叫做何烈山的哈。
And so this mountain was God wanted to call Moses to, and at the time that this mountain was named Mount Horeb.
好，那这个山脉里面有很多山头嘛哈，到最后他们要落在那个西乃山脚下，那在这个西乃山顶上，神要召摩西上山颁布律法。
And so on the mountain there are many different pinnacles.So they were to encamp at the foothill of the mountain, and then later on, God was to call Moses onto the top of Mount Sinai.
好，那现在耶稣来了人家通知摩西这件事情，所以摩西就出去迎接他的岳父。
And so Jethro came, and then somebody announced this to Moses, so he set out to welcome him.
好，所以第七节特别说。摩西迎接岳父，向他下拜，跟他亲嘴，彼此问安，进了帐篷。
And so, verse 7, Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, bowed down and kissed him, and they asked each other about their well-being, and they went into the tent.
在以人间的伦理关系来看，摩西哈，他知道他现在在岳父面前，他应该有个姿态，他是什么身份？
And so Moses still knew that what type of mannerism that he should have in front of his father-in-law.
所以这里第七节说的下拜不是说那个摩西去像拜神这样子，那个不一样。他在表达他对这个岳父的尊重，这个当时他们一个礼节。
And so verse 7, bow down to his father-in-law does not mean that he was... bowing down as an idol, but it was only due to respect of his father-in-law.
其实就是他的一种尊敬的表现了。
And this shows his respective demeanor towards his father-in-law.
那这个第七节这个描述也让我们看出，他们当时候人跟人之间他们的那个问候，彼此之间的交接来往，他们是怎么做的？
And from verse 7, we can see that what type of customs for the people at the time when they greet one another.
好，那摩西这个时候其实他还是非常的谦卑的。
And Moses, even at this point, was still very humble.
好，那第二段现在接下去就是摩西对耶稣的做见证。
And so the second part was related to Moses testified to his father-in-law, Jethro.
那我们现在要注意摩西跟岳父见证内容是什么？
And so we have to focus on what was the testimony, what did Moses testify to his father-in-law?
第八节
Verse 8.
来读一下第八节
Verse 8, and Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardship that he had, that had come upon them on the way and how the Lord had delivered them.
好，所以从现在摩西所讲的这一段话，其实是三个重点。
And so what Moses spoke here would have three points.
神为以色列的缘故，其实是因为神是信实的神，他信守对当初对亚伯拉罕的约，所以他现在为以色列百姓做这一切事情，都在证明他是信实的、可靠的。
And so all of that the Lord have done to the Israelites because he had obeyed the covenant that he had with Abraham, it shows that his total faithfulness.
然后接下去，他们在红海的路上，在旷野路上所遭遇一系列艰难，这个都是神要给他们的考验啊。
And then all of the hardship that they have came upon them on the way from the Red Sea, this was really a God's test to them.
好, 那接下去神怎么搭救他们脱离这一切的事情, 做来说明神的恩典跟神的保护, 神是怎么带他们走过这一个, 这个试炼期。
And next, how the Lord has delivered them and protected them. This is really God's guidance and protection to them.
那所以这个就是今天我们要做见证的重点。
And so this is the main focus that all of us should testify today.
我们时常都会想说, 在灵会啊, 在不管什么讲习会啊, 我们都, 有机会诉说恩典嘛, 做见证。
And so no matter in spiritual convocation or spiritual seminars that we always have the opportunity to testify.
那所以通常我们要想说有时候神给我们一些考验或者是神他对我们的试炼这个过程到最后我们要看到神的旨意然后我们如果能够明白之后神给我们的带我们走过这一个过程 让我们的信心增加，这是重点。
So we have to think about any kind of difficulties or the test that's bestowed upon us by God. We have to know that to remember how God's grace and protection towards us.
所以做见证的时候要想，如果我们今天在世上有什么好处啊？那个当然也是恩典啊，但是。 如果我们的信心没有因此而增加，有时候你恩典很多，但是生活有可能会越来越离神，到最后这个钱财啊，或者是世界上这个东西，是真的一种见证吗？哎，这个可能要好好想一想。And
so the more that we have in this world, is something that God is from God, but we really think about if the more that we have, the far away that we're from God, can we really see this as a testimony? So this is something that we have to think about.
所以我们要做见证，如果我们今天得到了一些好处，为什么说有时候要等一段时间，看看这些恩典是不是真的让我们的信心增加，我们越来越亲近神。 我们真的会知道说神的旨意，让我们有这些财富，有这些好处之后，我们生活上有真的越来越看到神要我们做的事吗？所以做见证有时候要得到恩典，所以要有一段时间去沉淀，然后去思考，然后去观察。And
so after we receiving any benefits from God, we should maybe have a pause. And so this way we have the time to reflect. And think about the things that we see, whether this all of this will benefit us in the long run that we can praise God.
对，是为什么有一些信徒受洗归入基督来到教会之后，最好是有一段时间在信心上经过考验，两三年之后，真的信仰稳定了，很明白我们今天走这条路上。 神所带我们所走过一切之后，再来做见证比较适当。And
so that's why it's more appropriate for members, for newly baptized member, to maybe wait 2 or 3 years, really have the time to reflect and to experience the journey of faith before they testify.
就像主耶稣讲那个撒种的比喻，这个种子如果落在前土的哈，它 发芽很快啊，就好像恩典也是很明显啊。但是如果没有根基，没有真的向下扎根之后，你做完见证之后，你不信的，或者是你失落信心的，不来教会的，那做那个见证有真的会造就信徒吗？很长远来看，还宁可不要见证好。And
so just like the parable of the sower, if the seeds landed in shallow soil. And then even though they sprout, but immediately, because the roots were not deeply rooted, that the plant would die. So if that's the case, then if it's the same for us, then maybe we should refrain from testifying because you would not edify other people.
不是说我们不我们不会感恩，而是说当我们这个恩典得到之后，我们要好好的想一想啊，有时候这条路上还会遇到一些艰难，神会试炼我们的时候，我们要真的能够站得住啊，靠神走过之后才会更啊，在这个信心上更坚定的时候，所做的见证会更造就。
And it's not that we don't know how to give thanks to God, but after receiving grace and blessing, we should allow ourselves some time so that our faith can be more firm, even facing difficulties when we trust God to overcome. This type of testimony will be more edifying to other people.
在这个时候，摩西跟耶特罗所讲的这些话啊，我们就会看，如果从第十五章以后，不要说前面啊，就看后面这十五章以后，你就知道说那个百姓经过有多少的那个信心上已经快要跌倒了，之后神把他们带起来啊，这个过程是非常宝贵的。
And so, all the contents that Moses shared with his father-in-law, especially, with the different events after chapter 15, how God had delivered them. And these were all very precious testimonies.
好，那九节到第十二节，就是耶特罗听完了这些见证之后他的反应。
And verse 9 to 12, this was the reaction of Jethro after he heard the testimony of Moses.
第九节特别说耶特罗非常的欢喜。
And verse 9 here specially outlined that Jethro rejoiced.
因为神带以色列这一切好处，就是神拯救他们脱离为奴之家。
And because of all the good which the Lord had done for Israel, which he had delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptian.
然后第十节接下去说，耶特罗他称颂神，主神是应该被称颂的，因为他有能力带领百姓出离开埃及。
And in verse 10, Jethro said, "Blessed for the Lord, he has delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptian and out of the hands of Pharaoh."
然后第十一节。我现在知道，你看埃及人向这个向百姓发狂傲的事情啊，主神比万神都大。
11. Now I know that Lord is greater than all the gods, for in the very thing which they behave proudly, He was above them.
至高至大的神只有一位。
The ultimate and highest God, there's only one.
啊，当然，米甸人他们也有他们自己的神明啊。
And of course, the Midianites would have their God as well.
但是这件事情，摩西见证完之后，他知道这个神是至高的。
And but after Moses' testimony, he knew that this Lord is greater than all the gods.
然后之后第十二节，他就献祭给神。
And verse 12, then he made a burnt offering to God.
他是米甸人祭司啊。
And he is the priest of the Midian.
摩西的义父他特别说把燔祭平安祭献给神。
But Moses' father-in-law especially said that he wants to make burnt offering and sacrifices to God.
然后亚伦跟以色列众长老都来到了，跟摩西的义父在神面前吃喝。
And Aaron came with the elders of Israel and to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God.
这件事情要怎么理解？为什么一个外邦的米甸的祭司他现在还可以献祭给神，那之后大家一起来享受。
Yes, so they want to experience how come that a foreign priest can make sacrifices to God. So they want to come and rejoice and enjoy with them.
我们下一次去上课的时候，我们再来从这里继续。
And we will continue next time from this part.
我们上一次应该是谈到了摩西向他的岳父做见证。
We talked about how Moses testified to his father-in-law.
那摩西，他见证的重点都是关于神，他对以色列百姓的救赎，就是他是怎么样来，带领他们离开埃及。
Moses' key message in this testimony was how the Lord delivered the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后在旷野的路上啊。过了红海之后，神怎么来训练他们的
？And how the Lord taught the Israelites while they were in the wilderness after they crossed the Red Sea.
然后又加上了他们遇到了这个亚玛力人来征战的时候，神怎么样来保护他们
and how the Lord protected them in the battle against the Amalekites.
好，那耶多罗听了摩西的见证之后，他的反应。
And this was the reaction of Jethro after Moses's testimony.
那他这个就一般也是我们今天听完见证之后我们会有的。
And we will have the same type of reaction after we hear testimonies.
耶特罗他听完之后他很欢喜。
And Jethro heard it, he was joyful.
这是第九节说的。
That's what it says in verse 9.
因为这是神的救恩那给了他的百姓。
He rejoiced because it was the salvation of the Lord for his people.
现在摩西的这一他的这些同胞以色列人他们现在不用再当奴隶了。
The Israelites no longer had to be slaves.
所以耶特罗接下去他称颂神。
So Jethro blessed the Lord.
因为神救了这些人离开埃及。
Because the Lord delivered the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后那个耶特罗他承认神是最大的。
Jethro also acknowledged that the Lord is the greatest.
当然这个时候圣经强调摩西的业务他是米甸的祭司。
Now the Bible emphasizes that Jethro was a Midianite priest.
那米甸人也有他们所拜的神。
The Midianites worship their own gods.
他们所拜的神当然真神只有一位，他们所拜的他们认为所拜的神基本上是假的。他们所认为的神呢
So of course there's only one true God. So the gods that the Midianites worship were not the true God.
因为这位真神就是以色列百姓他们现在敬拜这位创造一切万物的神。
Because the one true God is the one that the Israelites worship, the creator of heaven and earth.
如果不认识这位神，他所说他敬拜神的内容，他的做法基本上都是空的。
If one doesn't know God, then the way that they worship God is going to be empty.
那现在耶特罗他听完摩西讲完之后，他承认说：“摩西的神，以色列的神是最大的，而且是无可比的。”
And so after Moses testified to Jethro, Jethro acknowledged that this God is greater than all the other gods.
那所以这个承认神他的全能伟大基本上是要经历神的作为，要听过神这样做这个人相信他所得到的结论。
And so to acknowledge that this God is greater and that he is all powerful, it is because of hearing the testimony and the conclusion of the testimony.
然后接下去这位米甸的祭司他也做这个动作，就是第十二节说的，他现在献燔祭跟平安祭给神。
Now next, this Midianite priest offered a burnt offering and other offerings to God.
然后亚伦跟以色列众长老都来了，然后跟摩西的耶夫就在神面前吃饭了。
Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God.
那表示说，他们现在这个时候大家一起团契，一起吃饭聚餐呢。
So they were fellowshipping together. They were eating together.
那特别强调是在神面前吃饭这一个描述，在二十四章还会看到。
And we also see this happening in verse 24.
那问题就在这里。为什么耶特罗他似乎是献祭但是我们中文特别要写那个平安祭是平安的平安祭那个平安是点点点的是表示说翻译把它加上去的了。
The Chinese version says that Jethro offered a peace offering, which is added in the Chinese version.
所以英文应该是 took a burnt offering and a sacrifice for God 嘛，对不对？
Other sacrifice to God.
好，所以平安祭我们知道这个就是大家共享的所以就好像在神面前他们一起吃喝了这个就是一种团契联谊啦。
So they were able to eat together and fellowship with one another, but this peace offering was added.
那我们要了解在这个时候，因为在西乃山之前律法还没有颁布以前其实这个时候我们称作万人祭司的时代了。
So before they went to Mount Sinai, and the law of God was given to the people, it was considered a time where anyone could be a priest.
就像亚伯拉罕，你看他也是献祭给神嘛，哈。
Or anyone could make sacrifices to God. Abraham offered burnt sacrifices to God.
以撒、雅各他们也都是献祭给神。
And Isaac and Jacob also offered burnt sacrifices to God.
啊，那这里特别提到说，哎，耶特罗他献祭给神，啊，神也接受啊。
And Jethro offered sacrifices to God, and God accepted the sacrifice of Jethro.
我们要了解献燔祭，其实他们是把所有动物都献上去给神，这个就是一种全生的，就是他们觉得说，这个就是一种人要跟神交流哈，跟神亲近的一个表现嘛，一个做法。
For them to offer burnt offerings to God was a way for them to express their desire to be close to God.
那其实这个就在说明他们对神的敬畏了。
And that was their respect for God.
也就是说，在这个时候，他用什么祭物，那应该要怎么处理，这个整个制度，神都还没有颁布。
At this point, God hadn't given them the rules and regulations on how to prepare the offering to God.
好，那所以这个时候，其实约特罗他出于对神的他承认这位神，而且他认为说这个神是应该称颂，称颂之后他很自然的会献祭给神，这是他过去以来一直都在做的工作了吗？
So Jethro acknowledged that this God was greater than other gods, and he wanted to offer praises to this God, and afterwards offered a offering to the Lord. This was something he was used to doing.
那这个就是我们今天像很多人都是会有这种感受，我们如果觉得神很伟大，他拯救我们的生命，通常我们接下去会感谢，我们有时候我们就会奉献，有时候我们就做见证，这个就是一种我们在神面前然后承认神是我们的拯救者，这个就是嘴唇的祭，把它献给他。
And people may do the same today after they hear of a testimony or receive blessings from God, then they will also offer offerings to the Lord, and that is their way of giving thanks to the Lord.
好，那现在有关于做见证的人，然后跟听见证的人的反应我们也要注意一下了。
Now let us pay attention to the role of the testifier and the ones hearing the testimony.
因为我们在教会常常会听到见证会，那有时候我们自己本身也是做见证的人。
Because within the church, we might hear testimony sessions, or we might be a testifier.
所以做见证的时候，重点是放在神身上。
Now, when we are giving testimony, the emphasis should be on God.
有关于神的爱、神的作为、神对我们的训练，然后神他的荣耀这个都是见证的重点。
The emphasis of the testimony should be on God's love, on God's works, on God's mercy.
那神给我们的这些爱，他的这些恩典本身，事实上是来帮助我们更认识他的。
Because God's blessings, His love, the purpose of giving all of this is for us to know Him better.
那也是让别人借着我们所经历的，然后来认识神。然后进一步来敬拜他。
It is also for others to be able to understand God better through our experiences.
所以重点不能够让别人误会了说我是什么特别的人。
And so we should never place the emphasis on us, that we are someone special.
而是其实我们是我们跟一般人都一样的，但是现在神的恩典临到我们，那现在我们只是神用来做见证一个器皿，所以一定要把荣耀，然后引导众人的眼光看到神的作为。
In reality, we are no different from other people. We are simply a vessel of testimony that God has blessed. So, we need to put the glory on God when we testify.
好，那约翰福音五章三十节，主耶稣这个时候，他跟门徒啦，以及当时的犹太人这样说。
In John chapter 5 verse 30, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples.
这是今天做见证的人的心态是很关键的。
And this is really important for those who are testifying.
我们现在看一下三十节。
John 5:30.
五章三十节。
5 verse 30.
读到34节啊。
30-34。
请那个 Jennifer Jennifer 吕姐妹来读。约翰五章30-34。没有，好，没关系。罗马，请你读。
约翰福音五章30节，我凭着自己不能做些什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。31节，我若为自己做见证，我的见证就不真。32节，另有一位给我做见证，我也知道他给我做见证的是真的。33节，你们曾差人到约翰那里，他为真理做过见证。34节，其实我所受的见证不是从人来的，然而我说这些话为要叫你们得救。
好，所以他特别强调他做的见证不是他自己的。
Lord Jesus emphasized that he didn't testify of himself.
他的见证其实是天父给他的，而且是他听过，然后他也被托付说这些事情一定要说出来的。
He bore witness of what the Father had entrusted to him.
好，那他的话，他说我说这些话哈，他把这些见证天父要他说的都把他讲出来，是为了让你们得救哈。
And the words that he said that were entrusted to him by the Father in heaven were for the purpose of saving everyone.
因为当时候其实有些人很在意人从人来的荣耀了。
Because there are many who care about receiving glory from men.
特别是当时候的这些领导人哈，文士、法利赛人呢。
Especially the leaders of the time, the scribes and the Pharisees.
那所以主耶稣才提醒他们说，如果你是互相受荣耀，你没有办法信我的。
So Lord Jesus reminds them that if you receive glory from man, then you cannot believe in me.
所以见证本身就是要看到，让人看到说，哦，神他的。他所安排的，其实他重点是要让众人都可以得救，然后来认识这位神，然后跟从他了。
The key purpose of a testimony is to save others so that others can follow the Lord Jesus.
那一样的，你如果看保罗跟巴拿巴他们第一次出去传福音回来以后，他们对安提亚教会他们做见证。
When Paul and Barnabas came back, they also testified to the church in Antioch.
看14:26-27。
Let's look at 14:26-27.
使徒行传14:26-27。
Acts 14:26-27.
好，杨贤啊，去各国教会，请你，请你读。
26:27，使徒行传14:26，从那里坐船往安提阿去。当初他们被众人所托门神之恩。要办现在所做之工，就是在这个地方，是吗？
对，
27。到了那里，聚集了会众，就述说神借他们所行的一切事，并神怎样为外邦人开了这，开了信道的门。阿门。
其实，在第一次的宣道旅程里，保罗、巴拿巴他们行了很多神迹的。
Paul's first missionary journey, he and Barnabas performed many miracles.
而且做了很美好的工作。
And did many good works.
那现在他们回来报告的时候，他们现在是蒙神之恩了，他是被众人所托蒙神之恩，他们现在可以办理这些大工。
When they came back, they were commended to the grace of God.
好，那现在他们回来说，现在神是怎么样为外邦人开了信道的门的。
And when they came back, they reported about how the Lord had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles.
所以重点是神的这个福音借着他们传出去的很多非犹太人他们来信了。
And so their key report was that the Lord had, because of the message that many Gentiles came to believe.
那这个门是神打开的啦?
But this door was opened by God.
不是这个人有什么特别?
And there's nothing special about this man.
而是这个是神掌握一切, 神让这个福音借着这些人的缘故, 传出去, 然后也是他们的手做了一些工作, 让众人信服神了。
Because everything is in the hands of God. And so through the grace of God, these workers were able to preach the gospel and the door of the gospel was open to many Gentiles to believe.
所以今天我们做见证其实要看到的是, 诶, 神, 祂借着我们, 啊, 怎么样让这个福音开展呢?
So today when we make testimonies, we need to think about how God used us to open the door of the gospel.
那或者是这个教会的圣工是怎么样? 神打开的门，或者是神推动这个工作，让教会能够兴旺的。
Or how the church is able to grow when God opens the door of the gospel.
好，那听的时候要怎么办？如果我们是听的人呢？
Now as a listener, what should we do?
好，听的时候，哎，看到这个神的时候，把荣耀归给神，啊，不要心里不平，说为什么只有他，都是他在做，都是神借的他。
And when we listen, then we should give all the glory to God and not think, how come this person gets all the blessings?
我们要了解神他是不会偏待人的啦。
We need to know that God shows no partiality.
神的重点不是这些人怎样特别啦。
And he doesn't say that this person is especially special.
而是 他的福音要被听到了。But
his gospel must be heard.
好，那使徒行传第十章，这是彼得哈，他听了哥尼流的说明之后，他的直接反应。
Acts chapter 10 shows the immediate reaction of Peter after preaching to Cornelius.
啊，其实如果注意看的话，其实是哥尼流他对彼得做见证，神怎么样让他看异象，然后为什么？
If we look closely, we see how Cornelius is telling Peter how he had a vision, and because of that vision, he asked Peter to come.
然后彼得听完之后，他的直接反应说：“啊，神真的是不偏待人的。”
And his immediate reaction was that God shows no partiality with man.
原来各国当中敬畏神啊，行义的人都是被主所悦纳。
That God is pleased with all people who are willing to do righteousness and follow him.
好，那一样啊。当耶路撒冷的教会听到外邦人信主哈，啊，哥尼流他们这一个事件之后哈，他们的反应也是这样子哦。And
when the church in Jerusalem heard of the news that the Cornelius and Gentiles had come to believe in God,
七节说神给他们恩赐。
Verse 17 says that God gave them
gifts.
那这个就是得圣灵啊，神给他们圣灵啊。And this gift is the Holy Spirit.
好，那彼得当时就直接把他们洗礼了。And so
Peter immediately baptized them.
然后回来报告十八节，众人听了就没有话讲。And
when they heard these things, they became silent.
归荣耀给神。They
glorified God.
因为他说神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命的，跟我们一样的。Because
God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life, just like us.
好，第二次。 比那个保罗他再回去耶路撒冷，这个是已经三次的宣道旅行结束了啊，被圣灵催逼赶快回到耶路撒冷去的。Second
time that Paul returned to Jerusalem after his third missionary journey.
在21章第17节。Chapter
21 verse 17.
好不容易，现在终于回到耶路撒冷来。He
after many difficulties he came back to Jerusalem.
然后那个保罗他就做见证了。
He testified.
然后第十九节,
verse 19.
将神用他传教，在外邦人中间所行的事一一的述说了。He
told in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry.
然后他们听见就归荣耀给神。And
when they heard it, they glorified the Lord.
就是说，哦，看到了，原来神的旨意是这样子安排的。And
they realized that how God, this was God's plan.
所以 我们现在听见证哈，那我们一定要抓住这个重点。
So when we hear testimonies, we need to grasp onto the key point.
啊，不要只看到啊，哎，神怎么给这个人，比如说病得医治啦，这是件好处啊，或者是反正你不要只是看到地上的恩典。
And not only think about the worldly blessings that others are receiving.
而是要看到是说，哎，即使像我们昨天所听的，在很困难的局势当中，其实神他一样在做工，那他就让我们体会到什么叫做在苦难患难当中有平安，有神的恩典同在。
Just like the testimony yesterday, we need to be able to see that in tribulations and bitterness that God can give us peace.
好，那现在看回来十八章，接下去是叶特罗他对摩西的建议，很重要的。
Turn back to Exodus 18. Now we see the advice or counsel of Jethro to Moses.
十八章的十三节以后，这个就是这一章的第二个段落。
This is the second half in chapter verse 13.
现在，叶特罗，十三节是说第二天了哈。
So in verse 18 it says on the next day.
那我们要了解摩西这个时候哈，他的妻子、他儿子们他来了啊，耶户也来了。那照理说，如果按照我们现在想法，应该 take a break 嘛，有一个 vacation 啊，不然就是break time 啊，family time，family time。
So Jethro's, so his Moses' father-in-law, wife, and son had all come. So naturally, would think that Moses would take a break and have some time with his family.
但是看起来摩西不是这样子安排的哦。
But Moses didn't make this type of plan.
第二天，他马上处理百姓的事情了。
Next day, he immediately started to take care of the matters of the people.
他没有因为他自己私人他家的事情而让百姓他们要求问神的事情被耽搁了哦。
He didn't neglect the matters of the people just for his own family matters.
这个叫做把神放在最重要的位置，不会因为私人的事情而耽误了神的工作了。
This is what it means to put God first. We don't put our private matters above God's matters.
那而且是从早到晚，你就知道是摩西他有多认真啊。
He was doing this from morning until evening, so we know that he was very diligent.
我们要了解这个时候摩西已经八十几岁了。
Moses was already 80 at this time.
如果我们今天有时候五十岁，我们六十岁，有时候我很老了，我没办法，对不起，我要休息几天再说。
At the age of 50 or 60, we already say that, oh, I'm sorry, I'm a lot older now, so I need to take a break.
但是人家摩西八十岁呢。
Moses was 80.
从早到晚呢。
And he was working from morning till night.
看起来这40年摩西大概也没有说什么 take vacation.
And Moses probably didn't take any vacation for those 40 years.
每天就跟着百姓这样子走，在旷野走。
And he walked with the Israelites in the wilderness every day.
就看到这个神人所留下的他侍奉的榜样。
And so we see the example of servitude of this man of God.
那个摩西的岳父哈，看到摩西这么认真，其实你看他一定也是觉得说，哇，这个人很不一样啊。
And when Jethro saw that Moses was so diligent, he must have thought that Moses was a different kind of person.
这个时候，那个叶特罗一定更认识了摩西，他这个女婿了。
And he must have gotten to know his son-in-law a little bit better.
啊，因为过去啊，他是放叶特罗羊在外面啊，他做什么，其实他业务可能不知道嘛。
In the past, Moses was outside and working, and Jethro probably didn't know what Moses was doing.
但是现在，哎。这个叶特罗亲自看见了啊，那摩西是从早到晚啊，然后一个接一个。我想这个时候他甚至可能连吃饭都没有时间了。
Now Jethro was seeing with his own eyes that Moses was working from morning till night. Maybe Moses didn't even eat.
然后这个时候叶特罗一个疑惑，他的疑惑就是说，哎，你向百姓做的是什么事？你为什么是独自坐着？然后而且是那个。百姓全部都在你周围呢，啊，为什么你到底在干什么？
And so Jethro now has a question. What is this thing that you're doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and everyone stands before you from morning till evening? What are you doing?
因为这个至少对叶特罗来说，这很特别啊，因为过去至少他自己的经验里面不会有这种事情发生，当然也没有这个条件，他也没有那个身份会遇到这样的事啊。
Jethro didn't have the type of status to experience what Moses was doing at the time, so he didn't know what was happening.
But 他现在看到摩西的做法之后，他疑问以后，那摩西就跟他回答为什么。
And so after Jethro asked his question, Moses answered.
所以第十五节，摩西就说，因为百姓要求问神啊。
And in verse 15, Moses says the people want to inquire of God.
那十六节就说，他们有事的时候就会到我这里来，然后我就在当中为他们判断，然后为他们求问神。
And in verse 16, it says, when they have a difficulty, they come to me and I judge between one another.
然后我要就要又要教导他们神要求什么。
And I make known the statutes of God and his laws.
所以你就他就看到说，哎，摩西他所做的工作。
So we see what Moses was doing.
他所担负的责任。
His responsibilities.
他需要教导百姓有关于神他的律例法度。
He needed to teach the people of the statutes and laws of God.
那当然他也要当像法官一样的角色，然后如果有什么争执啊，他要做判断。
And he played the role of a judge and needed to judge between the disputes of others.
好，那听完之后，这叶特罗的反应就是第十七节直接的说你做的不好。
And Jethro's reaction is in verse 17. He says directly, "The thing you do is not good."
那做的不好，这个时候其实不是在批评摩西的。
Now, when he was saying that what you do is not good, he wasn't criticizing Moses.
而是觉得说，哎，那你这件事情应该会有不同的做法来。不同的方法来处理才对，才会更好，才就是他的反应。
Instead, he was giving a reaction of how there might be a better way to do what he was doing.
那所以我们看到这个叶特罗，他直接一说哈，你会想，如果今天如果是我们的话，听到别人这样讲，我们通常都会觉得说，那你为什么批评我
？And if it was us and we heard this, we might say, "Why are you criticizing me?"
因为我们会觉得说。如果有人说你做的不好，表示说，那你不同意我的啊，不同意我这个人，然后觉得我好像没有价值一样。
When we hear other people say to us what you're doing is not good, then we might feel like they're saying that we're not good and we have no value.
那其实叶特罗他是很关心摩西的。
But reality was that Jethro cared about Moses.
第十八节
，verse 18，
他提醒摩西说，你其实哈、啊、这个事情太重了，那你跟你的百姓都会很疲惫。那因为你一个人办理不了这么多事情的。
He says to him, "This thing is too much for you. You and the people are going to wear yourselves out. You're not able to perform this by yourself."
所以你做的不好，其实不是批评，而是关心摩西。
So this what you do is not good wasn't a criticism. It was a way to show his care.
对，当我们听到别人跟我们说什么哈，比如说做的不好或者怎样的时候。其实要了解关心的人才会对你这样说，其实他是要帮助你的。
So when we hear other people tell us what you're doing is not good, we need to remember that they wouldn't do this unless they cared about us.
不关心人他根本是关你，你自己去做那是你家事。
If they didn't care about us, they wouldn't tell us, they wouldn't give us any feedback. They would just say it's your own business.
那真正关心的人，他现在就会提出建议，他就会提醒说。也许可以这样做。
And those who care will give an opinion and say, maybe you can do this in this sense of way.
所以十九节说，现在你要听我的话。
And so verse 19, Jethro says, listen now to my voice.
我为你出个主意。
I will give you counsel.
那表示说，哎，接下去哈，这个我们也看到摩西他的谦卑，真正的谦卑就是他能够接受别人给他的提醒。
And so we see Moses' true humility here, that he's able to accept the feedback from others.
然后别人给他建议啊。
And others gave him feedback.
那同时我们也看到叶特罗的智慧。
We also see Jethro's wisdom.
他是关心摩西才会建议的啦。
He only gave his feedback because he cared about Moses.
然后他先祝福说愿神跟你同在。
And he first blessed Moses saying, God will be with you.
啊。那然后他就说了哈，接下去十九节后面说，你要替百姓到神面前将案件做告神。
He says, "Stand before God for the people, so that you may bring the difficulties to God."
啊，我们现在在这一段落里面哈，你现在看到那个字眼哈，他都直接称神，而不是称耶和华哈。
Here it says that he uses the word God.
因为我们当我们说耶和华这本身这个主神哈、啊，事实上是这位唯一的真神，他跟他的百姓有约，就是说，这群百姓是属他的，那百姓也知道他们跟神的关系是什么。
Now, the Israelites and God had a covenant. The Israelites belonged to God, and they knew their status.
但是对耶稣来说, 神跟他没有这个约了。
But Jethro did not have this covenant with God.
因为他不是属于以色列人了。
Because he was not an Israelite.
那他现在可以认识神，是因着摩西的缘故了。
And the only reason why he was able to know God was because of Moses.
就是因为这个婚姻呢, 所以他才有机会能够听到这个道, 听到神的作为, 也能够, 来这里献祭给这位神呢。
It's because of the marriage of his daughter, so that he was able to hear the word of God and get closer to God.
然后他现在说, 愿神跟你同在, 他知道说, 其实这个整个, 以色列人他们现在所做的一切, 都是神在控制的了。
Now he says, "Your God will be with you," because he knows that everything is under the hand of God.
好，那建议什么？
And so, what was his suggestion?
好，那他在第十九节，他接下来说，你要替百姓，你要替百姓到神面前，将案件做告神。Stand
before God for the people that you may bring the difficulties to God.
表示说，摩西真的是中保，他就是那个传话的人，或者是神。 神所用的器皿, 他的口。
And this means that Moses was the mouthpiece, the vessel of God.
然后第二十节, 你要将律例法度教训他们, 指示他们当行的道做当做的事。
And you shall teach them the statutes and the laws and show them the way in which they must walk, the work they must do.
神他要训练百姓的重点, 但是现在要说, 要指示, 要透过摩西。
So the teachings needed to come through Moses.
其实摩西之前已经说了嘛，因为神就是要他负责这个责任，要教训百姓律例法度嘛。And
Moses was already doing this because God had given the responsibility to teach the law and the statutes of God to the people.
那这个就是神的道很重要，你要抓住，你不能够做你自己的事啊，不能够行自己的道啊。
The word of God is really important. We need to grasp onto it and not just do our own ways or our own works.
好，第二十一节，并且要，所以我们现在注意看他的那个，因为我们中文事实上是可以比较清楚了哈。第十九节说你要替百姓，好。第二十节说又要将法度教训他们，然后第二十一节说并要拣选这些有才干的人啊。
So there were three steps here. First is that you will bring the difficulties to God. The second was that you will teach them. And the third was that you should select from all the people able men.
好，所以你看他这里第三步，他就是觉得说你要帮手来一起做工啊。So
the third step was that you need helpers to help you work.
对，你要选，那选谁？他接下来讲的就是这资格了。
So you need to select people. How do you? What was the criteria to select these people? Jethro gives him the criteria.
然后你要派他们做什么？所以这个就建立组织了。And
then he tells them what is the work they need to do. So they made an organized way.
所以有千夫长，有百夫长，五十夫长，十夫长，他现在就共同来管理百姓。So
the rulers of thousands, hundreds, and fifties and tens.
好，那接下去有这个组织之后，好，第二十一二十二节说。 要叫他们随时审判百姓，所以接下去就是要让这些被选出来的人有责任，要去负担责任。Now
that there was an organization, these people in verse 22 would judge people at all times, so now they have a responsibility.
然后告诉他们原则，做事的原则在哪里。And
what is the principle of their work?
大事呈到我这里来，就是呈到你这里来，小事他们自己做就好了。
That every great matter would go to Moses, but the small matters that would judge themselves.
那大事小事这个判断就是那个千夫长、百夫长他们自己本身要做判断的。Now
the rulers of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens needed to make their own judgment as to what was a great or small matter.
因为这些人是敬畏神的。Because
these people feared God.
诚实的。They
were men of truth.
那就是表示说，他如果没有能力，只有这个问题哦，可能他不了解，他就说那就去问摩西，他不会。 他不会做自己不知道的事情了。If
there was a matter they didn't know how to resolve, they wouldn't take care of it themselves. They would bring it to Moses.
所以诚实人就是说，我有多少能力，我能够做到多少事，就是这样做。如果做不到的，这个就问神，问给摩西去了。
A man of truth should know their own abilities, and if something surpasses their ability, they will bring it to Moses or bring it to God.
然后，这个就是哈，他说，第二十二节说，小事他们可以自己审判哦，这样你就升省些，他们也可以同当指认。
Straight to it says, every small matter they themselves would judge, so it will be easier for you, for they will bear the burden with you.
那表示说，其实他们在管理百姓的时候可以掌握时效，很多事情他可以很快就处理了，他不需要等到拖延很多时间呢。
So this means that a lot of the small matters they could take care of really quickly.
那这些比较容易工作啊，其实这些被分派的人，他们就一起来担负责任，所以摩西就变轻省了，事情就做得更好了。
And because there are others bearing the burden with Moses, Moses would have less of a workload and he would be a little bit lighter.
那这个其实也是我们今天教会在做事的法则了。
This is also how we do work in church today.
我们今天呢对教会有一些观察啊，我们事实上是可以提出建议的。
When we see, when we observe something in the church, we can also give feedback.
我们如果关心教会，看到教会一些做得不好的地方，我们事实上是应该要提出来。
If we see something in the church that we feel like is not good, we should provide feedback.
那我们也要知道说我们自己的角色。
But we also need to know our role.
那当然，我们也一定要去查考说神要我们做的事，要我们所遵循的那个道理是什么。
We also need to know what is it that God wants us to do? What is the word that we should follow?
那教会如果今天有些事情这也可以让弟兄姐妹有些负责人可以共同来负责掌握这个时效。
So there are certain works in the church that maybe council members or other workers can take responsibility for.
那我们如果都这样子在关心教会，其实教会很多问题就会一一的解决。
And if we all care and have concern for the church, then a lot of problems will be resolved.
最近教会的一个现象就是不管是在地方教会的职务那个信徒会议，或者是在总会的全国代表的会议现在越来越少有提出提案的。
But something we've seen in recent years is that whether it's in the general congregation meeting or the NGC, there are fewer and fewer proposals.
因为好像在阿杰的时候就是这样子让负责人去做如果他们没有想到要做就算了，他也不会，我们很多信徒教会也不会想到说我们应该主动要推动什么工作，然后请大家一起来配合这样子。
It's as if people are thinking, well, you know, this is how the church is, and I don't have any feedback, and even maybe council members feel like there's nothing that needs to be done.
但其实我们如果想我们真的关心教会神的家，然后我们希望它更好，其实那我们愿意付出祷告，然后一起来商议，应该是要很多提案才对的。
However, if we truly care about the church and we put a lot of our thoughts and cares into prayer, then there should be many proposals.
所以我们希望弟兄姐妹能够更关心我们的教会。
And so we hope that brothers and sisters can care more about the church.
好，那伊特罗这样一讲完之后，他提的这个最重要的这一句话，二十三节。
And so, after Jethro's suggestions, his most important point is in verse 23.
他是说，你若这样行，而且神也是这样子吩咐你，那你就可以受得住，那百姓也都可以平平安安的回到他们自己的家去了。
If you do this thing and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all these people will also go to their place of peace.
建立归建立，但是他最后是说，如果神也觉得这样做是对的，那就这样做。你如果接受，就这样做。
He gave many suggestions, but in the end, he said, "If God commands you, then you do it."
但是叶特罗已经知道说，你如果这样做，其实你会变得比较轻省，而且百姓很多事情都可以及时被处理了。
But Jethro already knew that if you do this in this way, then you will have less of a burden.
当然，一定是前提是神如果也是这个旨意。
But the prerequisite is that this must also be the will of God.
好，那接下去我们都知道，摩西就照着耶特罗的所指示的，那个神也是同意的，所以从这个时候开始，以色列百姓他们就开始有组织了。
And we all know afterwards that because it's God's will, Moses did as Jethro suggested, and there was an organization now.
其实这些千户长、百户长、五十问长，他们这些共同负责人，他们就这个如果以今天来看，就好像他们的司法行政系统就已经被建立起来了。所以，有些事情要审理的时候，就是这些官员，然后就是被指派的人，他们就可以负责了。Now,
so when they created these rulers of thousands, hundreds, and fifties, and tens, then there was an organization created, and these people had responsibilities.
那第二十六节，他们可以随时审判百姓，有拦断的案件就呈到摩西那里，但各样小事他们自己就诊断了。Verse
26, they would judge people at all times, and hard cases would bring to Moses, but they judged every small case themselves.
好，那后来那个叶特罗就走了，就回家了。And
Moses, then Jethro went home.
好，那当然妻子儿女就留下来了，那叶特罗他就回到他自己的生活里面去了。
His wife, Moses' wife and kids stayed. Jethro went back to his own home.
那表示说，现在摩西的家庭团圆了。那他的这个家，他的妻子儿女现在就在以色列百姓当中，然后要跟随进入迦南地的。So,
which means that Moses' family was reunited. His wife and kids were able to continue with the Israelites and go to the land of Canaan.
好，那我们现在从这一章看到的是。
And so this chapter tells us the significance of church organization.
而且一定要有人共同负责，而且要共同承担责任。
And there are people who need to take on responsibilities.
那这个事情在《申命记》，摩西还会再提出来。
Moses will once again talk about this in Deuteronomy.
就是当初他是怎么样，快要承受不住了，但是。 一方面是神的怜悯，另一方面也是耶和华的关心，他百姓就被组织起来，像一个军队一样。How
he was almost overburdened, but because of God's grace and Jethro's suggestion, he was able to organize the Israelites like an army.
那我们知道，教会的事情要分工合作。We
know that the work in the church needs to be done, needs to be given as responsibilities and done together.
好，那这个就是。 今天我们所说的一体成长，联络整齐，我们每个人都互相联络，而且互相搭配起来，这个教会才会成长，而且也才有力量。This
is what it means to grow as one body. If everyone does their own work, and does it together as well, then there will be growth.
那挑选哪些人，哪些重点，就是要敬畏神，真的是他不会贪财的，那他真的是有智慧的，敬畏神，而且是会。 会众人所认识他这个，我们如果把这些经文都把它看一下，就知道说这些人其实都是一定是要神允许的了。And
who should we select? They need to be able people who fear God, men of truth, and hating covetousness. And these are people who need to be pleasing the sight of God.
到今天这个时代，我们就知道一定是要被神的灵充满人才有这个特质。And
in the New Testament, we know that only those who are filled with the Holy Spirit will have these characteristics.
这样的人，他们很容易就可以同心合作，同工了。And
these type of people are able to very easily work as one body.
他们就可以真的以敬畏神、以神为中心的思维底下，他们就互相搭配起来了。By
fearing God and putting God first, they're able to do the work well.
就好像那个上一节在学习的那个腓利门书，腓利门保罗一讲，其实腓利门。 一定是同意的，不会有什么不同意见。Just
like we learned earlier about Philemon, when Philemon heard the words of Paul, he must have immediately done it.
因为都是被同一个圣灵在感动的。Because
they're all moved by the same spirit.
那当然，保罗他自己本身也是非常谦卑，他一讲之后，这个事情就解决了。And
of course, Paul was very humble. As soon as he said it, then the matter was resolved.
好，这就是在第十八章里面我们看到一些教训了哈。
So these are the teachings we see in chapter 18.
那叶特罗这个角色，其实对我们今天来说呢，我们也看到神有时候会用一些人，不是教会里面的人，人家他们观察也会提出一些想法，好的建议，其实我们要乐意的、很谦卑的来参考人家所。 提醒的。
From Jethro, we can also see that maybe sometimes people outside of the church may give the church suggestions, and we need to be willing to hear and accept.
好，好，那这个十八章哈，我们接下来进入第十九章。
Now we're going to go to chapter 19.